Well, I would think, even if you have your Korban Pesach before the Korban Pesach, if you bring a Tamur, it's also bought for Shlomim. Tamlem, the Pesach says, who Korban? V'yein Tamuras HaPesach Revim. This Korban, since it's aimed for Korban Pesach right now, it has a din Korban Pesach on it. But if you make a Tamur on it, the Tamur does not have a din to Pesach, it cannot be brought. Now, hey Chidami, how are we talking about here? Elaim, if you want to tell me Shenimsa Kodim Shchita, the Korban Pesach which was lost, and you brought a second one, and now you found the first one before Shchita, the Heimah by Kodim Shchita, and also you made the Tamur now, before you made the Shchita, the Chorab Shchita. Of course this Tamur cannot be brought for a Korban. Lomalikro, what do we need a Pesach for? Like right now it's before the Shchita, so it's for sure called the Korban Dochu, it's pushed away. El Olav, don't you have to tell me? We're talking about the case Shenimtza Kodim Shchita. That's true, you found this Korban that you lost, the Korban Pesach, before you made the Shchita. Therefore that Korban Tak is called the Korban Dochui. But the Chiddush is Veheima Boy Acha Shchita. You made the Tamura though after you made the Shchita. So even though B'shas the Tamura I would think it could be a Korban Shlomim, Chamashmula, no, it can't be brought for Korban Shlomim. It's Tiyufta, the Rav Tiyufta. This is a kasha, what Rava wanted to say. Rava wanted to say, in this case, you could bring it for Shlomim, and here we're dashing the Pasuk, even in such a case, since the Ika Korban is a Korban Dochui, that Korban was found before the Shritas HaPesach, so you can't bring that Korban for Korban Shlomim anymore. The men of the Tamur you make from it also remains a Korban Dochuya that cannot be brought for Korban itself, but rather you just have to sell it, and with the money, you could bring a Korban. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says a new Yisoid now. Kol shebechates meisa, there's halacha, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there are five different cases by korban chates that you have to kill it. It has to die. You can't use it. You can't sell it. You have to let it die. You have to lock it up in a room and starve it to death. That's the halacha of five different korban chatois. So Shmuel says, kol shebechates meisa, whenever you have any case that you have that gzeras akosiv, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, now by Korban Chatis you're supposed to let the animal die, but Pesach Korban Shlomim. If the same thing would happen to a Korban Pesach, the din is then you're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. Ba'ashenkein v'chol shebechatis roya. Anytime you have a Korban Chatis that something goes wrong with it, but you don't have to let it die. But for a carrot, you're allowed to just let it pasture in the fields until it gets a mum, and then you can sell it. So in such a case, Pesach nami roya. By a Korban Pesach has the same halacha also. That in such a case, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for Shlomim, even after Pesach, so you have to let it pasture and wait till it comes the Baal Mum, and then you can sell it and use the money. That's what Shmuel says, such a klal like this. So Rashi says, Hochi Gassinan, Rashi says, Kol Shebechatis Mesa, Rashi says, Chomesh Chatoyes Mesa, Halach L'Moshim Sinai. There's Halach L'Moshim Sinai, five different cases that the Chatis have to die. What does that mean? Koinsel Lekipa, you lock it up in a room, V'hein meisas and it dies by itself. V'lad chatis. A chatis could be in a keva. Let's say after you made the mother, you made a pregnant animal, a carbon chatis, if it gives birth, the v'lad of it has a din, it has to be meis. Or tamuras chatis. If you make a tamur on a carbon chatis, the tamur is also meisa. V'chatis shemeisa baleha. Let's say Reuven set aside a carbon, he needed a kapara, and then Reuven died, so that carbon now cannot be brought, and it can't be poided with, it has to be meis. This is what's magay to us. That the cases where first Reuven had to bring Korban Chatis. So he set aside one animal. Then he lost it. So he set aside a second one and brought the second one. Now he found the first one. That's called the Korban Chatis. The Bailam already had its kapara. So now when you find the first one by a Chatis, it has to be Mesa. You have to let it die. And the last case is, the fifth case is, Bishovra Shinosa. The Loch of a Korban Chatis also, you can only bring it the first year. When it becomes 2 years old already, it becomes Pasul. So when it comes after the time to bring it, it's Pasul, it's Mesa. So Rashi now, V'noka Shmuel Gavi Pesach Simnebei. Shmuel just says a simen, a sign, to know, the Yoma to tell us, that Kol Shebechatis Mesa, any time you have by Korban Chatis, that animal has to die, a Misroya Hochim Pesach. If the same case would happen by Korban Pesach, you should know here that din would be Korban Shlomim. You're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. So Rashi, because Salka died to the Havamini was now, the Yakula Mesa the Chatois, on all five cases of a korban chatis that you find that they die, if you find this case by Pesach, is also korban shlomim. What does that mean now? Da'ino tumuras Pesach. If you have a tumura of a korban Pesach, it's brought for shlomim. Since the tumura of a chatis is meisa, the tumura of a shlomim of a Pesach is lo shlomim. Or Pesach shemeisu bolov. Who are then if the owner died of a korban Pesach? Halacha is now, whoever has it, whoever finds it, is allowed to bring it for shlomim. Or else the yarshim can bring it for shlomim. Or else the shechipru bolov, the shavru shenosai is kraven shlomim. All these cases. Now shechipru bolov, this means where you had a korban Pesach and you lost it, then you brought a second one, and after you brought the second korban, now you found the first one. So Shmuel says, what's the lochem? You're allowed to bring it for shlomim. So far that's very good. That's just what we had before. If you found your lost korban after you brought the second one, so the time you found that there was never roi for korban Pesach, it's not called duichi, it wasn't like thrown away, therefore you're allowed to bring it for shlomim. So far Shmuel is good. But Shenken, the other case is, whatever is roya, anytime you have a korban chatis, that the din is you don't have to let it die, but you're allowed to let it pasture until it gets a mum. So the Gemara will explain later what is the case. And that case by korban chatis, the din is also roya. You're not allowed to shecht it for korban shlomim. You have to let it pasture until it becomes a balmum, and only with the money bring a shlomim, but not the korban itself. This was Shmuel's klal. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan says, Ein ha pesach korban shlomim, a korban pesach, if it's left over, the only time you can bring it for korban shlomim, elo shenimtza acha shchita. Only in the case, again, where first you had one korban pesach and you lost it. Now you made a second one. And now, when did you find the first one? Only acha shchita. If you already shechted the second korban. In other words, in the afternoon, 2-3 o'clock, that's when you have your second korban and you shechted it. And after you shecht that korban, now you find the first one. That's the case that's called a moiser, a leftover korban pesach, that you could bring for korban shlomim. Avokodim shchita. Let's say you found your lost korban, even though you found it after Chatzos Hayom. But as long as you found it before you brought your second, your korban Pesach, then you cannot bring it for a korban shlomim, because that's called dichui. Since you found it before you made the shchita, so now b'shas shchita you had both korbanos in front of your nose, and you had a choice, whichever one you want you could have taken. So the fact you took one and left over the second one, that's called you a matcha, you pushed away the second one, and that second one now cannot be korav, it's called a korban dichui, it was pushed away once, it could never be brought. The din is you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and you sell it, and with the money, you could buy another korban. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So we'll soon see what the machlok is, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan is. So first thing Gemara says, Maskiv lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked the kashra on Shmuel, O klaluhu, is it true what you're saying, your klal, your general rule? Varei chatis she'ov rosh nosa. You have a case of korban chatis that lived of rosh nosa. It got over a year old. The din is you can't use it for korban anymore. You can't use it for a chatis. The locher is, Gloria Oslo. The locher is, we'll soon see, you don't have to let it die, but rather you just have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum and you can sell it. The Yomer of Shimon ben Lokish, of Shimon Lokish said, Chatis, the korban chatis, shavra shenosav, if it lived out its year, that you can't bring it anymore for chatis, in the locher, roya noisi, we look as if, it's also mashal. We look as if it's in the base of kvaris, which means that if it's in a cemetery, a kohen can't go there. So it's a mashal just to say that a kohen cannot touch this korban now. Since the chatis is over a year old and lived out the year, you didn't bring it yet, a kohen cannot touch it now, cannot bring it for korban. Now what do you have to do with it? For roya, you have to let it pasture, that's all, let it stay in the fields until it becomes the balmum, and then you'll sell it, and with the money you bring another korban. But I call upon him a korban chatis that was over a year old. The locher is you are roya. Now v'ilu b'pesach, if the same thing would happen by korban pesach, you were makdish a korban, and at the time you were makdish it was under a year old, but before pesach it became a year old. So the locher is for the gemara ki agavna korban shlomim. In such a case, we know that's called the moisa korban pesach that you could bring her for korban shlomim. Salkit Shmuel say klal. Any time by a chatis, it's roya. The din is you don't have to kill it. You have to let it pasture. By a korban pesach, also you have to let it pasture. You can't bring it itself. And here's the case, no, that by korban chatis, if it lived out the year, the din is you don't have to kill it. You're allowed to just pass it until it becomes a balmum. Mashenka, by a korban pesach, you don't have to be roya there, but you're allowed to shecht it itself for korban shlamim. That's called the good case of a korban pesach. That's a meister left over korban pesach. What's the raya? The tanya we learned. The pasuk we dash in the pasuk before it says kesef. An extra word, it says im kesef by the loch of a korban shlamim. It's talking about it says minat tzoin. If you bring a korban shlamim from a tzoin, so there are two cases of tzoin. Either it's a lamb or else it's a goat. Suppose it says im kesef, you want to bring a lamb, which that both words are extra. Because we know we're talking about lambs. So furthermore, the tanya we learn kesef. What does it say kesef for? L'rabbi says a pesach la'ya. To tell her when you bring a korban pesach, it also has the same din of a korban shlamim, that if the pesach is brought from a lamb, the alya, the tail of the lamb, has a din emurim on it, that you have to burn it on the mizbeach. You can't eat it, but it's called emurim. That's the loch of a kesev by a korban shlamim. Who are din by korban pesach? If it's a lamb, a kesev, you have to put the alya on the mizbeach. Kishuwaim im kesev. Why does the Torah say an extra word, im kesef? What's the im? The rabbi is to include that another korban has all halachas of the korban shlamim. What are we included? Es ha-pesach shavr shnosai. If you have your korban pesach, that the lochrid is only kosher the first year. So if you mock the shit before it was a year old, and then before pesach it became a year old, you cannot use it for korban pesach anymore. The din is, it has a din shlamim now. You're allowed to bring it for shlamim. That's the rabbi's es ha-pesach shavr shnosai. Anu adin u'shlomim haboyim machmas pesach of a korban shlomim that comes because of the korban pesach. So one pshat Rashi said this means chagigas yudalid on erev pesach. If you have too many people on your korban pesach, you're supposed to bring a chagigas yudalid. So that chagigas yudalid that comes because of the korban pesach has the loch of a korban shlomim. That what lechol mitzvah shlomim. These two korbanos, this chagigas yudalid and this korban pesach that lived out the year, the din is it has all halachas of a korban shlamim. Shetunim smicha, that when you bring it now, you have to put your hands on top of the behemah, you have to make smicha with all your might, with all your koich. On the sochim, you have to bring wine with it. O tenufas chazor v'shoik, you have to lift up you and the kohen, the chazor and the shoik, the breast and the thighs. Kishuwaim, satwidash in this posuk of im kesef. So our kohanim see clearly that by korban pesach, if it lived out the year, when it's over a year old, it's brought for shlamim. So this is the kasha on Shmuel. How does Shmuel say any time by korban chatis? The din is it's roya. A pesach is also roya. Here you have a case by korban chatis that if it's lived out the year, it's roya, and by korban pesach, it's korah for shlamim. Then invite to the bright before dashin. Kishuwaim imeiz. Then the end of the pasha, it's again the talking about a korban shlamim. If you bring it from a goat. Hifzakin, it makes a division between a lamb and a goat. Limo to teach us, ala'ez, that if you bring a goat for korban shlamim, she'ein toyin alya. The tail of a goat, you do not have to bring on the mizbech. It does not have a din of emurim. It's only by a kesef, only by a lamb you have that halacha, and not by a goat. So a kopon, there's the kashan Shmuel. How could Shmuel say a klal? Whenever it's roya by chatis, it's roya by pesach. Here you have a case of over shenosa. It's roya by chatis, and by pesach it's korban shlamim. And for the Gemara Amulet, I'll answer you, Ki Koma Shmuel. When did Shmuel say this klal, that we make a din, a tzushtel of chatis, the korban pesach, only by avudin, only one of the five chatoyes shemesos, only in the case where first you had a korban chatis, you were Reuven, had a chiyus for being a korban chatis, so he set aside a korban, he was makdish a korban for korban chatis, and it got lost. And he brought a second one, and after he brought the second one, then he found the first one. So that's the halacha there. We say that by chatis it's mesa. It has to, you have to let it die. So by korban pesach, you're allowed to bring a fishtomim. Of a betchuyin lo yomer. But in the case where korban was once roy to be brought, and something happened to it was dichuy, now it's not roy to be brought, Shmuel was not talking about those cases. So this is the case of that the korban you marked the shit was less than a year old, and then later it became a year old. That's called betchuyin. That's called, now that it became a year old, it's dochi, it can't be used anymore. Shmuel was not talking about that case. Shmuel was only talking about one of the cases of the five chatoyos and amesis. Only in the case where the chatas got lost. Then we say, if you made another one, and you found the first one, so the same case applies to Korban Pesach, that if by chatas it's meso, the din is halachu mashmesini, you have to let it die. By Korban chatas, the din is, it's brought for shlamim. But if by Korban chatas it's only roya, by korban pesach, it's also only roya. You can't bring it. But Shmuel is coming down to only one of the cases, not all the cases. So the Gemara v'ovad mi mishkachas lo
So how do we turn the case? By Ovud, for Re'avude B'Shas HaFrosha, wherever a Korban Chatas was lost, B'Shas HaFrosha, you first had one Korban Chatas, you lost it. Now you are mafresh a second one. So once you are mafresh a second one, L'Rabbonin L'Ri Oslo. The Halacha is, according to Rabbonin, right then it goes L'Riya and Echanam, Yechatas also, if it was lost and then you find it later, it's only L'Riya, it's not L'Mis Oslo. So why does Shmuel say that it has the same din of a chatas to a Pesach? It should be different in him. By a korban Pesach is brought for shlomim, and here by chatas, you're telling me now it's only l'riya. The Tanan we learned, hifrish chatosai. Ruvain had a chiyah to bring a korban chatas, so he went ahead and was mafresh a korban l'chatas. I said a rezu l'chatosai. The avda, and then he lost that korban. The ifrish acheres, so he got scared. He thought he wouldn't find it, and he knows he has a chiyah to bring a korban chatas. So he went ahead and was mafresh a second korban chatas, tachten, instead of the first one. V'nimtzei sori shoyna. And then what happened? This Reuven found his first korban chatas. V'areishteyim oimdois. And both of them are standing in front of you. You did not make a shchita yet. They're both in front of your nose. What's the halacha? Achas mehem tikoriv. One of them you have your choice, whichever one of the two you want. Bring it for the korban chatas you have a chiv to. Ushniya tomus. And the second one is mace. This is called one of the halachal moshim sinais, that a chatas shenischapru baleho, the second one, the leftover one, you have to let it die. You have to lock it up in the room and let it die. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. V'chachomim morim v'chomim say, no, ein chatas mesa. That's not the case where a chatas has to die. Where is the case that a korban chatas has to die? Hela shenim says, li'acha shenischapru baleho. Only in the cases, again, where you had one korban chatas, and you lost it. So the Balaam got scared. He was mafresh a second korban chatas. And then he brought that second korban chatas. And now after we made the shchita, it was nischaprum, by the second korban, now we found the first one. So since now we found the first one, that's called like dochu, it's never right to be used now. So that's the gzeras, the halacha, l'moshim sinai, you have to let it die. You can't do anything with it. You have to lock it up in the room and starve it to death till it dies. Yeah. It still has, it has kedusha on. It's still called the car. It's still called hegdish. The din is you have to let it die, right?
And even after it dies, it's still also bana.
But I'm not sure already. I'm not sure. That's called the nasa mitzvos or not? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's called nasa mitzvos or not. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. Elo shenimtzes. That's where the case that's meisa. Elo shenimtzes liachas shenischapru b'ilim. Ho akoydim shenischapru b'ilim. But let's say you found your lost korban chatis before you made the shchita on the second one. The halacha is roya. Azoy hal t'chachamim. The chachamim say that then it's roya. As long as you found your second korban, your lost korban, before you brought the second one, and now you have the choice, take whichever one you want, but that second one, that was only roya. This is the halacha by chatis. Now, v'ilu b'pesach, ma'ashen came by korban pesach, in the same case, where first you were makdish one korban for korban pesach, and you lost it. So you got scared, you made a second one, and now you found the first one. Is Heichod the Ovid, where you lost the first one, v'nim tzaracha chatzos, and you found it after chatzos of every Pesach, koydim shchita, even though you found it before you shechted the second one, but as long as you brought it, you found it after chatzos, so at the time of chatzos, that's the zman when it's koveya which korban you're going to use for korban Pesach. So at chatzos, you only had one korban in front of your nose. So that's the one that's going to be a korban Pesach. Now later, even if you find your first korban that was lost, even though before Shchitam, is Halacha Korban Shlomim. Halacha was still, it's Korban Shlomim. That's what we had the Gemara before, according to one man, the Yama. This was according to Reb Zera, held like that. So you see clearly, even though by a chatis, the din is that it's Roya, you have to let it pass, you don't have to kill it, still by a Korban Pesach, it's Korban Shlomim. That's a kasha on Shmuel's klal. Shmuel made a klal to say that whenever by a Korban chatis, in the case of Ovad, the din is Roya, by a korban pesach also it's only roya, and there you have a case that by korban chatis it's roya according to chachamim, and the halacha by korban pesach it's korban shlamim. So like Rashi speaks out, really the Gemara could answer it right now that Shmuel holds like Rava. Rava's chat we had before was Rava holds it's not totally in chatzos. Rava holds it's totally in the zman shchitana, that as long as you find your first korban before you shechted the second one, also it's called both of them in front of your nose. You have the choice. Whichever one you take, the second one you're throwing away, it can't be brought for Shlomim. That was Rava's halacha. So it could be Shmuel holds like Rava. Like though Kasher is, only if he holds like Reb Zera's halacha.
that even though you found it before Shechita, for as long as you found it after Chatzai, it's Karo for Shlomim. So Gemara could answer Shmuel goes like Rava. So Rashi speaks this out, and really later the Gemara is going to answer this way. But right now the Gemara wants to say no. Even if Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira, that by Karban Pesach, the Yikir is totally B'Shas Chatzai Sayyim. On Erev Pesach by Chatzai, how many Kabbalists do you have in front? If you only have one, we say that's the one that's going to be the Karban. And if you find the lost one after Chatzai, we say when you find it now, it's never Roy for the Karban. It's not called you're pushing it away. It's never Roy for the Karban, because you already have your Karban. Therefore, this is called the Karban Shlomim. So, if that's the locha then, so it's a steer on Shmuel, how could Shmuel say by Korban Chatis is only Roya? Aye, by Korban Pesach it's Shlomim. So, if the Gemara, we have to say, another teretz is that Shmuel Karebi Svirle, Enechnami. Shmuel Takos like Rebbe, not like the Chom here. That there's Gufa Machlekis here. The Yomar Avuda Lemisazla. That the Rebbe said before, in this case by Korban Chatis, it's also Lemisazla. Even if you find your lost Korban Chatis before you shechted the second one, and you have both of them in front of you, so Rebbe says, true, you have your choice, whichever one of the two, take and shecht for Korban Chatis, but the leftover one is Lemisazla. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Therefore, this Chatis is Lemisazla. It's good why Shmuel said the klal, by a Korban Pesach in such a case, it's Korban Shlomim. Tomorrow, Bahok, Fatimorrow, V'akol Avuda L'Rebbe Mesa. I'll tell you, according to Rebbe, any time the Korban is lost, it's always Lemisa. That's what Rebbe says. Anytime you made one Korban Chatis and it got lost, then you made a second Korban Chatis. According to Rebbe, only one of these two could be brought, and the second one always has to be Mesa. That's what Rebbe's class. You want to say Shmuel holds like Rebbe. But by Korban Pesach, it's not that way. By Korban Pesach, we had in the Mishnah, it depends when you find your lost Korban Pesach. If you, like before Chatzos, you mafresh one Korban and you lost it, a Korban Pesach. Then you mafresh the second one. Now, v'nimtza koydim chatzos, if you found your lost Korban Pesach before chatzos came around. So now, at the time of chatzos came Erev Pesach, you have two Korbans in front of your nose. Like, you have the choice, whichever one to take. So then the din is, whichever one you take, you're pushing away the second one. That's called your matcherit. It's a male roya. The din is, you can't shecht it for Korban Shlomim anymore. It's called a dichoy. The din is only roya. Mashenkein, koydim chatzos, so that's a kasha. So you see, by Chatis, in all cases according to Rebbe, it's always Lemisazla. So like that, Shmuel's klal should say by Pesach, it's always Shlomim. And there we say not like that, of the Korban Shlomim, by Korban Pesach, if you find Koydim Chatzos, it's only Roya. So Marian says, Koydim Chatzos lav Ovidhu. I tell you, before Chatzos the klal, that's not called Ovid. Kidu Rava, like Rava says, the Yomar Rava, Avedis lie the lav Shemei Avedim. If you lost your Korban Chatzos at night, since nighttime is not a time to bring a Korban anyway, that's not called lost. That means nothing. A lost means at a time when it should be brought, you lost it, that has a shame of Avedim. See here by Korban Pesach also, if you lost it before Chatzos, and you found it before Chatzos, that the klal is not called Ovid. It's not called lost. The Zman never started yet. Ovid means there comes a time when you should bring a Korban Pesach, or when you should bring a Korban Chatzos, and it's lost. Then it has a Din Avudah. That we say by Chatzos the halacha is, that any time you find it late, it's always Lemisazla. So what then by Korban Pesach also? Any time you find it after Chatzos, it's also always Korban Shlomim. But if you find it before Chatzos, the reason why it's only Roya is because that's not called Aveda. So there's no Stira on Shmuel yet. So tomorrow now, the Rebbe though. But according to Rebbe, we're saying any time you lost your Korban Chatzos, when you find it, it's always Lemisazla. For the Gemara, if so, the Rebbe, Hechim Mishkachas Lo, Elamor El Roya. The Rebbe Hechem Mishkachas Lo. How do you have a case by Korban Chatis that it's Roya? You tell him that the Rebbe says anytime you lost the one Korban Chatis and you made a second one, anytime you find this first one and you have the choice now too, one you bring and the second one is always the Misa. So where is there ever a case of Roya to say no? The second one you don't have to kill, but rather just let it pasture outside till it becomes a Balmum and sell it. Where is the case? I'll give you a case like Rabbi Shia. The Yom Rabbi Shia says like this. Hifrish, stay chatoyes.